So Joseph's story of faithfulness continues for us this morning. As Joseph hears God's word in a dream through an angel. We don't know how Joseph responds each time he hears. We only know his immediate faithful response. We don't know his words. We don't know how he goes about dealing with this amazing relationship he has with God. But I want us to think for a moment about Joseph. Joseph's an ordinary man. In fact, we won't hear much about Joseph after the dedication in the temple when Jesus is about 12 and he stays in the temple and the family runs away, the family goes back home and find out Jesus isn't amongst them. That's about the last time we have any idea that Joseph is part of Jesus' story. We do sense that this man who was a carpenter, which would be in his time a general contractor, had to leave his employment, leave his work, to go to Bethlehem to be taxed. So they don't have direct deposit. They don't have cards. They don't have any way of continually getting paid. So what money he had with him. And in Bethlehem, he finds he has to take his wife and his newborn child and flee to Egypt and become a refugee, an immigrant. And we don't know for how long until Herod dies. So what does this man do for labor? What does his family do for income? How do Joseph, Mary, and Jesus survive there in a foreign land? We assume, at least I do, we have to make assumptions because it's not here. We assume he probably got work. Work as a carpenter, work as a contractor, work as someone who could build and construct things. Because we know that Jesus was a carpenter. So Joseph must have taught Jesus his trade. But I want us to think for just a moment before we go to the really hard piece in this passage. Joseph was an ordinary man. And God used an ordinary man to save the Son of God from a massacre. Because of Joseph's faithful obedience and Joseph's unwillingness to doubt what he received in a dream, to go and follow what God asked him to follow, Jesus moved out of Bethlehem, out of harm's way, into Egypt. Ordinary person doing an extraordinary thing so that we today could talk about the Son of God who came that we might be saved. And I want us to think now a little bit about what God chose to do. God chose to be incarnate as a baby. Helpless baby. Born of a woman. Raised by a man and a woman to ordinary people. And all the vulnerabilities of a baby. And God chose that. Chose to come to us to save us. In the midst of that growing time, in the midst of turmoil, and could have been killed there in Bethlehem by Herod. Why would God do that? Why would God give a couple God's son and say, raise him so that he might save the world? Do you think God might be able to use us? Ordinary people to continue the work of salvation here on earth? That maybe God will speak to us either through scriptures, through prayer, through a dream, through a voice of a friend, through something we read, so that we know how we can be the ones who not only guard and protect this child, this love, this God, but also we can proclaim him. Because the world isn't much different than the world there in Judea, is it? The text moves into this piece where Herod kills the children in and around Bethlehem. 2 years old or younger, because he wants to make sure somewhere in that territorial space he's killed Jesus. No other reason to kill all of those children except this man who was in a place of power, loved power so much that it corrupted him to the point that he killed helpless children. Now, when we gathered at 8:30, the question came up, well, didn't he kill just the boys? My translation says all children. He killed all children in and around Bethlehem so that his reign there on earth would not be threatened. God used an ordinary man to get the Son of God out of this threatening space so that the Son of Man could come and save the world, so that no more mass genocide would have to happen. So my question for us, brothers and sisters in Christ, is how can we be the Josephs in the world? How can we be the ones who not only protect that which is of God, but proclaim that which is of God? Because Christ has risen from the dead, so we are in the place where the kingdom is coming. And if we are faithful to that promise, faithful to the one who promised it, then we are the ones who are to guard it and proclaim it. And we are the ones who may need to speak out against power that has become corrupted. Not all power is corrupted, but some powers are. There are places where people crave power and control or crave money in such a way that they don't care what happens to the people that are under their control. And it doesn't have to be big corporations or big governments that we're talking about. It can be in the home and in the family where power and control corrupts to the point that wives and children are killed. Who are we if we are not the Josephs and the Marys? Who within us, be born in me, within us is the Holy Spirit. Within us is Christ. And if we are the ones who can birth this love into the world, how are we to do it so that massacres of infants doesn't happen in the future? Do we believe that God's kingdom is coming? Do we believe there will be an end to corrupt government? Do we believe there will be an end to violence? Do we believe that the God of love has come to transform the world? And if we believe that, are we living out of it? Are we as faithful and obedient as Joseph to go and do what we are called to do, whether it is to uproot our family and go someplace to keep them safe until it's time? Or is it that we need to find families who are already uprooted and need to know that they are welcome? There are many places that are broken in this world. Many places that need a Joseph to come and either rescue that which needs rescuing, or proclaim that which needs to be proclaimed, that you are a child of God, and God loves you, and God wants you to live and grow into the fullness of what God created you to be. Joseph's story is a short story in the Gospels, but Joseph's impact on the world is a huge impact. Because had he not been obedient, where would Christ be today? He was a helpless child. He was not a superhero. He was not someone with amazing powers to dispel all the violence around him. He was God incarnate, willing to suffer and die so that we would have life and have it immortal. God chose to come to us as a helpless baby. And helpless children died. So how can we honor the gift of God's love and the sacrifice of God's love? How can we be Joseph? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.